And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning here in our Outdoor Living Hour, our Farm Fresh Hour. We do it the first Saturday of every month with Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy, and she's got local guest Juan Guzman of DatePack, and that's date, DatePac.com, if you'd like to check out their website and learn more about where you can pick up your local Arizona-grown dates. Juan, you mentioned 30 million pounds a year on 7,000 acres. That's about 4,200 pounds per acre. How many trees per acre does it take to produce that kind of volume?
Juan, I forgot to forewarn you that he loves numbers. So,
well, that's good. I love numbers as well. So usually you'll see about 70 trees per acre.
So each tree is capable of producing just over 60 pounds of dates per year.
Usually it's actually closer to, you'll see a couple hundred pounds per year per tree. I'm sorry. Granted, not all the, just like any other tree, the quality of the fruit is going to vary depending on the growing practices. We certify all of our growers' practices via the Bar Valley Date Growers Association that has an audit branch that visits every single one of our farms on a weekly basis to make sure that the growing standards are up to par to what the growers actually agree to do. So we're very committed to quality. We're very committed to sustainability. We're passionate about dates.
And I just want to make sure I got it. It was 70 trees per acre?
Yes.
What kind of palm tree produces a medjool date? You said there's thousands of varieties of dates. I would imagine there's as equal amount of palm tree varieties to grow those dates from. What is the name of the tree, or is it the same? Is it a medjool tree?
No, the genetic variety is the Phoenix dactylifera.
Oh, but of course it is. One more time.
You know, right? The genetic variety is the Phoenix dactylifera medjool. The Phoenix family, if we're going to go down to numbers and scientists or science, the Phoenix family are long lost cousins of your regular grass. So if you ever see a date palm and you were to cut a trunk, you'll see like strings. It's not real wood. You'll see little strings. And that's part of why date palms are also a favorite of landscapers, because they're not invasive. Their root structure will not break concrete because of those strings as they expand in between other planters and underneath concrete.
See, Romy, why I bring some of the farmers on that I do, we learn so much. So I can say that a date palm is basically a grass.
It's a long, long lost cousin. How's that? Because now that this new resolution has passed, we don't want people trying to smoke it or something. You know?
You never know.
You'll never know.
That's too fun. So where can I get? So I just finished this wonderfully made for the holidays medjool date with the Natural Delights brand and the wonderful chocolate. Where can I find these? That's the first thing our listeners here on Rosie on the House are always wondering.
Well, the best thing to do is to go to our website, naturaldelights.com. In there, you'll have a store locator that's going to give you, if you just put in your zip code, it's going to give you your closest store. Okay. Now, we are in on a lot of the local stores, so we'll be in your local Walmart, Bash's, Sprouts, Kroger through their Albertsons banners, Safeway as well. So pretty much a lot of our local grocery stores will have our product in stock. We have an assortment of products. So you'll have your medjool dates or your organic medjool dates or the chocolate covered ones, or we have a coconut flavored ones or coconut date rolls. We also, for a limited edition, did a pumpkin pecan spice date roll. We did a cacao and pecan date roll. So we're trying to bring this super healthy snack that's actually a fresh fruit to consumers through different varieties of products.
What are the nutrition benefits? We've talked about those a lot. I know that they're pretty good in fiber, but there's more to them than just that.
There are. I mean, pound per pound, dates have more potassium than bananas. So they're a great source of energy because they also have more antioxidants than than berries. So if you're the kind of person that works out, if you eat a couple of dates, then you'll help your body recuperate faster, and you won't get like muscle cramps. That's what a lot of athletes do with dates. They'll eat a couple of them so that to avoid muscle cramps.
They don't have that aftertaste of 5 hours that a banana does. I don't know about you, but I can't stand bananas because I taste it for another 5 hours after I'm eating a cheeseburger at lunch and I still taste banana.
Well, dates are actually, yes, they do not have that aftertaste, but we're definitely not trying to throw any other fruit under the bus. But unlike bananas or berries, for example, you can put dates in your Ziploc bag and carry them because they do not need to be stored cold. So they're preferred among cyclists, among a lot of people that go out on hikes because of that. It's a quick way to gain energy. We have a high sugar content, but a low glycemic index, which that translates as the fruit gives your body the energy, sustainable energy. So you won't have that crash after you eat like a Coke or chocolate.
We're talking with Juan Guzman of Date Pack, with Julie Murphy of Arizona Farm Bureau.